Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Monday. Great to be back. We missed you. Everybody's here, including Fritzy. More phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler is standing by. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Thank you for downloading the app. Coming up, we'll talk to Jeff Passan, the great baseball writer for The Mothership. Why does everybody have a problem with the new baseball uniforms? Did anybody see this coming? And why is it the players are saying these pants are see-through? I think that would be good for ratings. Come out and see all of your favorite player. And we'll get to phone calls. The poll question for the final hour is what, Seton O'Connor?
We had two running so far, Dan. Both of them are court storming related.
Okay.
We had court storming, .. Add more security, find the schools, or leave it alone. Right now, 43% of the audience say just leave it alone. It's fine the way it is.
Okay.
And then we also had court storming, .. Super fun, super lame. 58% of the audience say it's super lame. So the audience basically says it's really lame and just leave it alone.
Well, Jim Boeheim joined us last hour, and he said, you know, nobody gets hurt. You had a Duke player get hurt. And but, you know, 99% of the time, nobody gets hurt. I don't think you can have that logic where you go, hey, nobody got hurt. You know, hey, kids, go out there and, you know, play with some matches here. Anybody get burnt? No. Okay. Do it again. I just don't think you can have that logic and say, have all of those people congregating and they're all coming at different angles to the same center, you know, center of the court. And then these players trying to get off the floor. If you are going to ensure, this is what I would do. And look, there's holes in all of these, you know, so-called solutions here. I would have police ensure that the opposing team is surrounded or that you do your best to get them to the locker room. The kids are going to come on the court. Let them come on the court at their own peril and your team at its own peril. But the visiting team, police should be able to get onto the court to ensure that they're going to get to the locker room. And Duke should be aware more than any other school. When you lose on the road, they're going to storm the court, even though Wake Forest was a 2-point favorite. But you must ensure the safety of the opposition. We must do that. Anything else happens? Well, you guys allowed this at your arena or your stadium. What's the poll question we'll have for the final hour, Seton?
Well, this one could be a little tricky.
Yeah.
But if we were to say Commissioner Rob Manfred's legacy will be...
...
He's announced he's taking a retirement tour.
Well, he did the same thing that I did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We could populate this a bit, but will his legacy be the pitch clock? Will it be the Astros? Will it be expansion, perhaps? A lot of talk of expansion right now.
Yeah, I want to talk to Jeff Passan that Nashville and Salt Lake City might be on the horizon here. Because the NBA is going to expand, Vegas and probably Seattle. Or at least I hope it's Seattle. But baseball, does baseball expand?
Nashville makes a ton of sense. I think Salt Lake City probably does too. It's just more of a surprising name to hear.
Yeah. Well, Nashville is growing so big,
yeah,
so quickly. Nashville sounds, I mean, they, you know, it's a baseball town as well. So, yeah, but we'll talk to Passan about that. All right. What else?
Is there anything else that we add to that?
So, pitch clock, expansion, the Astros debacle.
Because pitch clock, overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, but now they want to modify it. Now they're like, well, it was 20 seconds in between pitches. Now we want to make it 18 seconds.
See, I'm okay with that because they have some data after a year of doing this that says it might be better to go 18. It's not like it just came out of nowhere. Or like, I don't think it's a random number that they've just invented. I think that they have... You know, they've done some research into it, and they have that data that they say, well, this would actually, we could probably do this.
They could have enforced this decades ago.
Yeah.
The rule has been in place since 1955. They just didn't enforce it. If you're going to enforce it, like, get in the batter's box. For years, I would say, just, hey, get in the batter's box, or I'm going to say to the pitcher, throw the pitch. I mean, it's really simple. You know, we've allowed all, it's like carrying in basketball. And I'm watching a game yesterday. I'm like, what an advantage. If I can put my hand under the ball and I can't beat you off the dribble, that would be pathetic. That'd be sad. But we've allowed it. Why? Like, at what point do we say, you know, these guys just aren't exciting enough. But now we allow it. And I don't know why, but now it's just like, yeah. I keep saying to the commissioner, all you have to do is call it. You know, 3 seconds or traveling. Just call it. You haven't for decades. And then all of a sudden, you know, I look up and I go, there's really no guardrails here. Then we just, there's certain things we just say, well, that's just the way it used to be. That's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way. I know. I sound like the get off my lawn guy. And I am. I am. Get off my lawn. Yes, Mark.
DP, it's not traveling. It's a gather step.
The Euro step.
Okay, boomer.
Learn the rules of the game. It's the modern game.
Oh, I know.
What?
Oh, I know. I know.
What are you talking about? You just took 15 steps in it.
Yeah. And there are some that are just so egregious that I think the official has to go, no, there is no way he just took 4 steps. I'm not going to call that.
Believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
And all this is trickling down to the grade school level. They teach young kids how to Euro step. How to carry the ball where you're not going to get called, but you hesitate in the air with it. It's been green light all the way down.
By the way, I mentioned that the Joker had another triple-double, and he now has one more triple-double in his career than LeBron does.
Over.
And then I looked at the number of games played. The Joker has played in 720 games. He has 139 triple-doubles. LeBron has 138 triple-doubles. He's played in 1,754 games. So the Joker has done this in over 1,000 fewer games. He is going to be the all-time leader when it's all said and done. He'll blow by Russell Westbrook. It's not like the Joker's going to slow down. It's not like you go, yeah, but when old age sets in, he plays like he's old. He plays like old age has already set in. He's 29. I mean, the only thing that'll stop him is he'll just decide he doesn't want to play anymore. And that might be in 5 years.
5 minutes.
Yeah. I want to be with my horses.
If they would just stop paying me so much.
I hate making all this money. And these parades, they interrupt my vacation.
When is parade?
Yes. When is parade? What? When is parade? Yeah, there's a parade. When is parade?
Michael Jordan cried.
We had one last year. Why another?
Yeah.
Jokic was like, I have to go home.
Yeah. Blake in New Orleans been holding. Hey, Blake, what's on your mind?
Hey, I am honored to be your first non-nerd caller of the day because unlike the previous nerds to call in, I see no problem with court storming.
Okay.
Like Bayhan said, no one's gotten hurt. The reason Filipowski may or may not have gotten hurt was because he was trying to trip a kid. And it's just as part of the process. If you go to school for 4 years or 6, if you're a senior folly, then you may do it one time. It's not like it happens every day. It's just, it's more, it's on the news more, and just let the kids be kids. No one's gotten hurt. Like I said, Filipowski tried to trip a kid. Caitlin Clark flopped like it was the World Cup. Let kids be kids.
All right. That's Blake in New Orleans. Thomas in Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
I was thinking about hockey. You know how they have the protective walls? It's a part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cool. Put that into basketball. Have, you know, what do you think? No one's court storming the hockey rink. So, I mean, could it work? I think it might.
I don't know if we could have a, like, the plexiglass there that keeps you away from getting on the court. Now, you have to come up with the cost for this. Yeah, all the schools then have to pay for this. Because you can't say, well, it's just these schools. And then, you know, you get to your conference tournament, and all of a sudden you're storming the court at Siena. You know, I have no idea. Hey, I'm open to any of these suggestions. Do I think it's an issue? I do. Larry in Montana. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Dan. First time caller, 5'9", a non-maintained 195. I'd also like to say I'm a 59-year-old nerd. court storming. How about if the next home game, no one with a student ticket is allowed in, the school's got to reimburse those tickets, or maybe you just let the season ticket holders in?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to toy with that. You know, that's part of what you sign up for when you go to college. A lot of times you'll get ticket allotments when you're there, depending on the program, going to see Alabama football, you know, that's part of your tuition. Now, I don't know if there's a solution to this where you go, oh, okay. I just think ensuring, certainly with basketball, ensuring that the opposing team is surrounded by police, not arena security, police, you get them from the court to the locker room. Students, you can storm the court. Do not engage with, you know, players. Now, can you do that? It seems logical. Yes, Paul.
Or you should consider not losing big games like
this. Oh,
just
okay.
A thought.
I did not. Okay.
Did they consider that?
What about when Duke's football students, football fans storm the court when, or football field when Duke beat Clemson this year in football?
That, yeah, you're right. There was a big storming. It's 28-7 Duke. Big win, yeah. First week of September.
They stormed. They that stormed the field.
A couple thousand kids.
Yes. Josh in Texas joining us. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, Josh.
So I actually have a solution for the store corner, man. It's what we'll call the storm timer. Game ends. 15, 20-second timer pops up. Let the graphics guys play with it, have it rumble, lights up, everything, and build emotions. And when that thing hits zero, let it explode, and everyone comes on. That gives guys time to get off the court, you know, staff to bring cones out to block off areas, and then boom, it's on.
Okay, so you're going to ask the kids to wait.
Yeah, and at first it'll be shaky. It will, because kids are going to be retarded and running out there. But, you know, 2 years into it, you know, you just, hey, here comes the storm clock, here comes the storm clock, you know, and then it'll be normal.
Okay, but what if it's a buzzer beater?
The storm clock pops up, and you put it on the school.
All right, well, thank you, Josh. Once again, these all sound practical. Like, okay, I see that. Kids, we need you to wait. It's like when you know that the gifts are under the tree on Christmas, and your parents are like, get back in bed. You don't get up until 6 o'clock, and then it's, you know, it's 4:42, and then you're trying to sneak down. Get back in bed. Okay, kids, look, once we win and pull off this dramatic upset, wait 15 seconds, okay? And then we're going to have something on the Jumbotron. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11. You know, we used to have festival seating in concerts. I was working in Dayton and was going to the Cincinnati concert where The Who was there. And 11 people died. Festival seating. Only a couple entrances in to the arena that night. And I'm sure many people thought, it's festival seating, which means open the door, and you run to your seats, wherever you want to sit. What could go wrong? 11 people died. And to show up at a concert and seeing ambulances and body bags, you can't sit here and go, you know, nothing's happened so far with festival seating. And I'm sure nobody thought that anything like that could happen prior to that. So am I being overly cautious? Yeah, I am. It's like when the goalpost comes down. There have been people who have been hurt when the goalpost comes down. Oh, they're taking the goalpost down Main Street. There have been students who have been injured, some seriously injured. But we've glamorized it. And if you're a student, you're like, man, we want our turn. You know? It's like when you go to Duke, you want to, you know, paint your face and jump up and you're in the, you know, Cameron crazy. Like it's your moment. This is what we do. This is what everybody else has done. We should be able to storm the court. I get it. But at some point, we need to just maybe pump the brakes a little bit and just say, all right, let's just look at this. All right. Is there a way to make this where it is safer for everybody? I still maintain if a student runs the run on the court and a student gets injured, that's on you. But I must ensure the safety of the opposing team. And certainly when it comes to basketball, I've got to get 12, 13, 14 people to the locker room. Surround the bench. Let the students know the police are going to be there with them. You want to storm the court? At least acknowledge, be respectful for those players so they can get off the court. Aaron in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thank you for taking my call. Todd, what's up? I don't think the court storming is a big deal. I mean, if you remember what it was like to be in college, there are a lot of mosh pits at frat houses. I mean, if you want to solve this problem, maybe take some of the players down to a local frat house on a Saturday night. Show them how to mosh pit. You know, don't try to go against the grain.
That's another great idea. Come on down to a mosh pit. Nothing bad ever happens in a mosh pit. Oh, boy. 877-3DP show. Yes, Marvin?
What did the NBA do? Because back in the day when the Celtics were winning championships, they used to storm the court after they won. So what changed then?
I don't know. And that when the Celtics beat the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, and or when the Lakers won the title, I remember fans running the court. Or if the Celtics won. And that's when you would see these NBA players, they were just knocking people out of the way. They were like, you're going to come on the floor. We're coming after you. Yeah, Paul.
But that was an NBA Finals. That was the title. It was worthy of being stormed. We used a term maybe 10 years ago here, court storm worthy.
Yes.
That game for Duke and Wake Forest, I know it's been a long time since you beat Duke at home. Yes. But it's got to be court storm worthy. You're favored. Act like you've been there. And that's the tough thing to get to people's minds because it's become, like I think Seton said it a minute ago off air, it's a rite of passage for college kids. You want to do that at your school because you see everyone else do it.
Yeah. We'll take more phone calls on this.
And settle nothing.
Yeah, we haven't. we have absolutely not settled anything.
Because you know what? There might not be anything to settle. That's why. You know, it's like, it's one of those things that's going to bubble up and then, you know, by Wednesday, we're not talking about this.
That's why I said it's 24, 48 hours of outrage. And then we're done. And then we're going to have March Madness, and you're going to have, you know, these conference tournaments, and students are going to run on the floor, and we're going to go, God, look at the pageantry. That is awesome. Huh? That's fun. We don't want to get rid of this. I don't want to get rid of it, but I do want to make sure the players at least get off the floor. Then whatever happens after that, that's on the university. We'll take a break. What is wrong with see-through pants in Major League Baseball? Jeff Passan of the Mothership will stop by. Also, the possibility of baseball expanding to Nashville and Salt Lake City. Jeff will join us from spring training right after this Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
PGA Tour begins its Florida swing. It'll be the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Rory McIlroy and the stars of the tour are in Florida. As is Jeff Passan of the Mothership, Senior Baseball Insider. Before we get to Jeff, statement from Major League Baseball. The uniform pants have the same material and thickness as the uniform pants used last season. There were changes to the fabric of the jersey, not the pants, baseball said. A baseball spokesman told ESPN that Nike, Fanatics, and MLB representatives have been making adjustments to the jerseys based on player requests made during spring training. Now, there was a report, or at least some of the players said, the pants are see-through. Let's bring in Jeff Passan. Jeff, of all the things I've ever had you on, I don't know if I've ever had you on for see-through pants. So how did we get here with the uniform change or changes in Major League Baseball?
And I'm just hoping there's not see-through pants under your desk right there.
I don't have pants on.
Beauty. Yeah. Beauty. Major League Baseball can say all that it wants, that the material of the pants is the same, and that, you know, this is just a change in the fit of them or the ability to customize them. But the truth, like the only thing that matters is that we've seen things that we should not see this spring and that we have not seen in past springs. We have seen twig and berries, if you want to call it that, or junk, however you want to put it. we done seen it so far.
Okay.
And that is the change from the past.
That gives a whole new meaning to junk ball pitcher. So, okay. How did baseball not know that this was happening?
You know, when you go through a new manufacturing process, there are always errors that come out. And that to me is the most frustrating thing about this entire story. I cover a sport, Dan, whose resonance among fans isn't quite the same as it used to be. And that is always looking for entrees into new groups of people to watch. And if your marketing is, you can see our players' nether regions, something's not going right there. And the immediate reaction, the very simple reaction to this should not be, but wait, they were see-through in years past too, which is what Major League Baseball's trying to say right now, and you know, which may be true. But the important thing is fixing the issue that you've got right now. And it doesn't seem as if they're doing a whole lot to fix this or change it. And that's the frustrating part of it, that everyone's kind of pointing fingers at one another. You know, Nike is the you know, new manufacturer of the uniforms, and they're looking at Fanatics and saying, yeah, you know, it's Fanatics that's soon. And Fanatics is looking at Nike and saying, well, we're just going off the designs that they sent us. And you don't solve problems by pointing fingers. This is a problem because I am on the Dan Patrick Show, and the first question that he asked me was about the ability to see players through their pants. Like, if that's not a problem that you should be out there trying to solve instantaneously, you've taken the wrong path.
But I have a problem, though, that the jerseys, I mean, I had these uniforms when I was in Little League where they would take an iron and then they could, you know, put your name on or your number on, and you're going to probably still charge the same to fans. Like, there's no raised lettering here. I mean, there's nothing that says, boy, that's quality here.
No, it looks like a minor league uniform. And I don't even mean like minor league baseball. I mean like weekend guys going to the park. It you know, it's Chico's bail bond. That's what it looks like right now. And it, you know, you don't understand how much better the large lettering looks until you see the small lettering. But we had an example of this just last year, Dan. Do you remember during the World Baseball Classic Great Britain's uniforms? Yes. It looked like Times New Roman 12-point font. And we saw just how goofy it can be when the lettering compared to the people who are wearing the actual letters is as small as it is. And to, you know, to have those sorts of jerseys now, it's just been catastrophic from top, literally, to unfortunately bottom.
Showing your bottom. Help me understand expansion, the possible expansion. I know you've mentioned two cities. What kind of, is there a time frame for expansion with Major League Baseball?
Yeah, but it's probably not until the end of this decade. So we're a while off here. And I think the process would probably be a little bit quicker because expansion fees are going to be obscene. You know, we're talking $2+ billion, Dan, per franchise, when the last time baseball expanded, it was like $130 million expansion fee. So it's enormous money. There are people who are motivated to do it. The problem is there are a couple of issues that need to be resolved first. Tampa Bay and Oakland, you know, the Rays are trying to get a new stadium in St. Pete. And while it looks promising, they've got to pass a couple of votes before it goes through. Oakland, on the other hand, you know, as much of a disaster as the uniforms have been this spring, the A's are probably ahead of them just in terms of messing things up. And so while they've got agreements in place to play in Las Vegas for the 2028 season, there is no shovel in the ground yet. There's not going to be for a while now. And ineptitude is really the modus operandi of the Oakland A's. ownership at this point. And so I don't think anybody thinks it's a fait accompli that they're going to end up in Las Vegas. And that's been hanging over the game. And Rob Manfred has said, we're not going to do anything until Tampa and Oakland are resolved. Beyond that, while Major League Baseball can unilaterally say, hey, we want to expand, the actual expansion process needs the Major League Baseball Players Association's backing. And that's the sort of thing that doesn't happen until a collective bargaining agreement is negotiated. And so part of the CBA after the 2026 season, when it expires, is going to include expansion processes. How do you draft guys? When do they start picking minor leaguers? Those sorts of things. And until those are in place, it's really impossible to say, yes, you go ahead and get that stadium started and crank on this franchise, because, you know, the stadiums are costing $1 billion, $1.5 billion, $2 billion. The two cities you mentioned, Nashville, which has been promoting this Nashville Stars brand successfully for a while now, and Salt Lake City, which has this sprawling, enormous plan that the Miller family is going to pay $3.5 billion to make come a reality. Those are the two favorites right now. But when you have so many years, Dan, until the actual expansion is going to take place, weird things can happen in terms of who's a favorite and who falls back in the pack.
I think I said Nashville sounds.
That's the AAA team.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. You got it. Don't
okay.
Worry.
Just wanted to make sure. Will Shohei Ohtani be playing in April?
Yes. I think he'll probably be playing in March. I think he'll be playing in Korea. You know, the plan this whole time, at very least, they had a template for it, and that template was him. Because remember, he's had Tommy John surgery and gone out and hit the next season. So he knows what his body needs. He knows when he needs rest. He knows when he can push. He knows what he's feeling. All these things, you know, when he's been taking live batting practice, he's looked like Shohei Ohtani. I was there for his first live BP, and he absolutely crushed a home run off of JP Fireyson. So he's going to be fine. I just think they're being very judicious about it, because remember, you don't pay a guy $700 million coming off of, you know, his second major elbow procedure unless you reasonably think he's going to be pitching again. And so while that's not going to be this season, the Dodgers want to do everything they can to ensure that when he comes back, he is the same quality pitcher that he was, or at least as close to that sort of pitcher that he was before he got hurt.
Hopefully we won't be talking see-through clothes the next time I have you on. But
it's hilarious to me. Like, it's kind of sad, and it's a little embarrassing. And when people who aren't fans of baseball are texting you saying, hey, when did baseball turn into porn? Like, that's not sort of the thing that you're exactly excited about hearing. But I find it hilarious, and I will talk about sheer pants with you anytime.
I like
Dan
that.
Patrick.
That is hot. Thank you, Jeff.
Take it easy, buddy.
That's Jeff Passan of the Mothership, Baseball Insider. I know. Maybe it's a ratings ploy.
That is hot.
Yes, Marvin.
Can we get Frank Thomas to do a commercial for the see-through pants?
Whoa.
The Big Hurt?
And she'll like it, too.
How do you already know that, Frank?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really like what you're implying about maybe some history here.
Yeah, wait. What do you know about my wife here?
How do you know she's going to like it?
Yeah. Honey? I guarantee it.
Honey?
Yeah.
You have something?
Honey, have you met Frank Thomas before? And then she has that little coy, innocent look there. Yes, Tom.
And are they still offering free samples for those of us who would like to try it for ourselves?
Yes, Molly.
I'm on MLB's website, and you can still buy jerseys from last year of players. So, like, let's say, you know, you could buy last year's player if they're still
on
the roster.
Can I buy Ohtani Dodger jersey, but it's last year's uniform?
I'm checking. But by the way, there's nowhere on the site where you could buy Major League Baseball official pants. Why is that? That's an underserved market. I would buy a jersey.
I don't know how many people show up at a game in full uniform.
See, maybe that's the new thing. Maybe they're going to double sales by offering pants online. See-through pants.
Yeah.
I would love some Cubs pinstripe pants.
Yes. That we're really regretting managers wearing them too.
Oh, like, man. Gosh.
Come on, Skip.
Yeah. Skip going out there
cover
to the
yourself.
Mound.
Cover yourself. He's excited about this pitching change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arguing he's pointing to the lefty.
Yeah.
Arguing balls and strikes.
Ooh.
Like, oh, we are.
Whoa. Hey, nah. Oh, come on. Easy now, hey, Mark. Come on, you're better than that. You're better than that. Carlos in Miami. Hi, Carlos. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Dan, how are you doing?
Great.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in the show. So I was talking about the storming of the court.
Yep.
My idea is you could do, like, high profile, like they do with the singers. Just put five trained crew members, like bodyguards, and when it's rushing, they just rush to the players and they protect them on the court. And then, you know, people know whoever's aiming at them, they're going to get dealt with. Just you cover the high-profile asset that's on the court.
Yeah, I just want to cover the entire team. That's all. The visiting team should be protected. They didn't sign up for this. They should be protected to get to the locker room. Maybe that's all we can ask. Yes, Paulie.
I'm on the LA Dodgers website, as I always am this time of day. And if you want an Ohtani jersey or anyone else, you got to get the new officially licensed
The Nike Fanatics jersey?
Yeah, the Vapor jersey, they're calling this. And it's the print-on, not the stitching. You can buy old Dodgers. You can buy a Fernando Valenzuela throwback jersey with proper stitching and raised lettering.
But I know that they're trying to make a better design for the players. They have to wear it every day. You got to wear it in really, you know, hot temperatures. They want to make it so it's comfortable. Are we Lululemoning the Major League Baseball here?
Yes. Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Feels like there's a happy medium between nudity and the old school of a nice uniform, a nice jersey, raised lettering. Like it looked great. Now all of a sudden it just looks like it's Bad News Bears. Yes, Paul.
It is funny though, because if you've ever worn a Major League Baseball uniform or held one, it's the last thing you'd want to wear in 90-degree weather. And plus, a black belt is rarely worn.
Got to have the belt.
What sporting events have belts involved?
Well, my old, this was junior high, basketball shorts had a belt. We had belts. Like, the, you know, they were those satin shorts.
Belt up, Patrick, and get in the game.
You could use the belt as a weapon if you wanted to. You could cut somebody. I mean, not that I did. But they could have done that to me to try to stop me.
No suspenders, though.
No. I did have a belt. We had these shiny trunks that had a belt on it. Yes, yes, Mark.
So Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points wearing satin and a belt?
Yeah.
Greatest player ever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that satin is how he was so successful elsewhere, too.
Whoa. No, no.
More revealing.
It didn't help me. Didn't help me.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go any further.
We probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I didn't go any further. How about we take a break? Well, last call for folks.
You were holding up the sign in front of you with 0 points.
Yes. 0-0-0 instead of 1-0-0. Take a break. Last call for phone calls. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like A lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Good to be back. We came back and realized that Peter King announced his retirement from writing his football column that he's been doing for decades now. Peter will join us on the program tomorrow. Here's something for you. I know we talk about court storming, and Jim Boeheim said he didn't have a problem with it. You know, people don't get injured. Players don't get injured. Something happened with the Duke game. Kyle Filipowski got hurt, twisted his ankle. But for the most part, you know, fans come on the court, and they get to celebrate with their school. Do you remember when we didn't have the netting in Major League Baseball? And people were so upset that they were going to put netting there, and that was going to ruin the viewing experience going to a baseball game. When's the last time you heard somebody say something about the netting at a Major League Baseball game? And now, when you go, how is it that we sat here with these screaming foul balls? If you've ever sat close to the field and had one of those baseballs get on you in a hurry and hear that hit skin, then you're like, what? How could we possibly be doing this? Remember when we didn't have netting with hockey? Hey, no glass? Hey, you just fire the puck. Somehow it went up into the audience, the stands. Did anybody get hurt? Yeah, Jimmy's got the puck in the side of his head. He's a hockey fan. He's going to stay. But we have these things where we go, what were we thinking before this? And that's just, you know, there's so many things down through history. Wait, you want goalies to wear a mask in hockey? Wait, you want catchers to wear a mask in baseball? Wait, you want to put netting around Major League Baseball, the foul poles, just to make sure that fans don't get hurt? So maybe we look back on this in 10 years and go, why did we allow this? It just becomes part of the, well, that's what we do. Well, that's what they did before. I don't know if we get to that point where we go, what were we thinking back then? Eric in Montana. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
How's it going, DP?
Great. Great.
Yo. So when the levee breaks and people storm the court, you know how, like, airlines have little life vests underneath your seat that you grab?
Yeah.
I was just hoping that maybe, like, they store, like, cattle prods for the opposing team and they can just prod their way off the court. Also, I have a good advertising campaign for the Angels next year. Okay. They finally, you know, gather around Mike Trout and make it a Magic Mike Trout year.
Okay. All right. Got it. Magic Mike and his Trout.
That guy's 0 for 2 today.
Yeah, he did. Man, he worked hard.
Yep.
Yeah. Gave us a buzz.
Next one might be a double, though, so just keep at
it. You never know. You just
keep at it. Come on, get back
on,
up
here
there.
We go. All right, bingo, come on, baby. There we go.
Okay, we'll stay there, bro. Okay.
Why doesn't Major League Baseball have a designated free agency period? Cody Bellinger just signed with the Cubs. Baseball missed out on that, you know, frenzied, you know, contained finite amount of time. You got to sign free agents. It's like a portal. What are you doing? Take advantage of this. Like, wait, Cody Bellinger just signed? Yeah. Okay. Spring training starting. Yeah. Kind of lost the impact of free agency there. Emerson in Minnesota. Hi, Emerson.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing
great.
This morning?
Yep, great.
Hey, I got a best and worst for you. My best being Purdue and Zach Edey yesterday taking over the Chrysler Center. My worst being watching it on CBS and Kevin Harlan on the call and just thinking of Fritz the whole time. Like, he has just ruined Kevin Harlan for me.
Well, how do you think Kevin Harlan sounded yesterday?
The Nuggets are on a 13-2 run, and the Cavaliers want to talk about it. This is the NBA on TNT.
Well, he was talking about Purdue.
I was doing a random game. Purdue.
Oh, okay. Because you're not aware of anybody on Purdue or Michigan.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And you're not alone. Yeah.
The Boilermakers want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Matt Painter is upset.
Okay. All right. That's a good late poll for you. This day in sports history, Paulie.
This will go right with your spring training guy signing a contract. 1935, Dan, the New York Yankees released Babe Ruth, and he signed...
Overrated.
Ruth signed with the Boston Braves for $20,000 and a share of the team's profits. And that's about it. Not a lot of good sports history.
Okay. Michael Jordan, perhaps you've heard of him, hit 26 of 27 free throws, and he had 58 points. And a win against the Nets on this day.
Over.
Tom Landry, he was fired on this day, 1989, after a 29-year career. Here's one. This guy won the Daytona 500, the only time a driver born outside the United States has ever won the race. I did not know this one. If you said Mario Andretti, you would be right on this date, 1967.
It's me.
Mario Andretti. I need structure in my life. And without football, I don't have structure. Because, you know, you have Thursday, and then you have Sunday. You have Saturday football, and then you have Sunday night football, and then Monday. And I'm kind of lost. Not sure what day it is sometimes. Just sort of
meandering.
Yeah, I'm meandering through the calendar.
I know exactly what you can start watching to occupy your time.
All righty.
It's on almost every single day. There's usually great matchups every day. All over the world. There's a thing called football.
The original football.
Yeah, dude, start watching soccer.
Yeah, but it feels like the season never starts or stops.
Correct. That's why it's great. It's always happening. And then when it's not happening, there's like the, the national teams play. And then they go back to their, it's great.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Because I think I've texted Seton before and I'll go, damn, what a finish. And, you know, it's Nottingham Forest or something. You'll go, oh, that's from like 2 years ago. I'll go, oh, okay. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Great to be back. We won't quit you. We can't quit you. Well, in 4 years, I can quit you. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.